Hey, everybody, welcome back to Ping. This is episode 62.
I'm out of fingers on one hand. Yeah. I can't do it anymore.
62. Ooh, there we go. As you know, Ping is the weekly podcast that we have here on Channel 9 that talks about everything that Microsofties are buzzing about. Usually it's hosted by me and Laura Foy, but Laura is off at E3 during the filming of this episode.
Having fun, probably.
Yes. So this is episode 2 of Boys Without Toys with my co-host Adam McHugh.
This is Paul.
And I'm Paul Mestermaker. So Adam and I, we work on a super secret project that we've referred to.
It's a ninja project.
Very ninja-like, very sneaky.
Ninjas, yes.
And Adam will now be the technical powerhouse of this episode. But before we get started, let's throw to a couple comments. Spivonius actually apparently felt a little bit duped when we were talking about a non-Microsoft property last week, which was Hotmail.com. Different spelling of mail than M-A-I-L. So sorry about that. It actually kind of seems like something that would be not all that fun, kind of like a lemon party, just not anything that anyone would ever want to participate in. So anyway, we're going to get the show started. You ready?
Yeah, here we go.
All right. All right, so our first story this week, we're actually going to throw back to last week, where I apparently did not do the most excellent job in describing what was cool about the Windows Azure SDK 1.2 for Visual Studio. So, Adam, what did I miss?
So, a couple weeks ago when we announced the Azure tooling or the 1.2 SDK, you talked about the ability to publish straight from Visual Studio, which is awesome. But the biggest stuff in my mind as a developer is that we have the ability now to use the .NET Framework 4.0 as well as IntelliTrace debugging, which one of the hard things about Azure so far before this has been that you're kind of doing printf debugging and you're doing after the fact looking at logs, right?
Printf,
and
that was kind of, so 1994.
That's another throwback though. So it's kind of what you were doing until now, and now you get IntelliTrace, which although it's still post-fact, you're not stopping the application midstream, you're able to pull down the logs and actually get much more call stack information in much deeper into the code.
So. Okay, so does that actually mean I can visually debug things in Visual
Absolutely.
Studio?
Absolutely. It gives you, in Visual Studio, you get the lines of code. You can step through the code step by step. You see the call stack. You see the things that move through.
And can you actually move backwards as well? Like, is that one of the new things for IntelliTrace?
You can walk backwards as well as forwards because you're replaying how the code ran.
Okay. So you're not actually doing it live. It's based off the logging.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, that is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Can't believe me as a PM didn't hit that one. All right. Next. All right. Next story. We have some new announcements with SQL Azure. So
also out at TechEd. The announcement came out at TechEd.
Oh yeah, you were at TechEd this year, weren't you?
I pretended to be at. No, I'm just kidding. I was at TechEd.
Yeah.
I was down.
Yeah,
in New Orleans.
He was behind the scenes doing a little point and click with one of the big demos, right?
Yeah, with some demos.
Yeah. Demo boy Adam DePue over here. But one of the cool things about SQL Azure now is the pricing model is a bit more flexible and continuous. So previously there were only 1 gigabyte and 10 gigabyte databases that you could get in SQL Azure that were $10 and $100 a month. But now what you can do is you can sign up for a web edition or one of the professional or business editions and have some flexibility in the size of it. So when you get a web edition, it starts at 1 gigabyte and can grow up to 5 gigabytes.
Yep.
And if you get one of the business edition, you can get a database starting at 10 GB. And then every time you step up above 10 GB, up to 50 GB, it'll just bill you an incremental $100 a month.
For each 10 gigabytes. So
right.
It's like it'll either bill you at a 10 gigabyte, 20, 30, 40, 50
right.
mark. The web databases that you mentioned will bill you at 1 or 5 gigabytes, but not incremental segments.
And the way that this actually makes a lot of sense for our business customers. Like, we've always touted the elasticity of supply and the need for being able to grow as your business grows. And this really gives customers a great way to have predictability in their pricing model because size can matter in many different ways. Like it can vary.
About it matters in databases.
Thank you.
Databases.
Yeah. Database size matters here.
DB size.
Huge DBs really, really annoy me sometimes.
Wow.
Like Adam over here at times. Huge DB.
What are you trying to say?
I'm just saying that you have a lot of stuff built up in your head.
Yeah. About databases.
Lots of storage up there.
There you go.
Lots of empty space. Lots of room to grow.
Yeah.
When you compare the SQL Azure model to Amazon, for example.
Yeah, their relational data store stuff.
Yeah, they're pretty significantly different. Like with Microsoft and SQL Azure, it's based solely on the database size.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter how many queries you run against it,
how much compute
hours are. But when you have Amazon, the storage size, the storage cost is less, but the compute hours really start adding up in a hurry. So if you're just starting like a little hobbyist site, it might be a little cheaper to start on Amazon. But once you start getting into like a medium-sized business or like a medium-sized app, it can
heavier relational activities where you're doing a lot of like stored procedure work inside the database.
Yep.
Moving to the Microsoft platform where you're not built on compute time in the database level is definitely beneficial. It's a much more cost predictable model, so you can predict based on size as opposed to how often your site's getting hit.
Yeah. So now, and these are just very broad broad strokes on how these things work, but as a developer, you should definitely look at both options and try and predict where it makes most sense for you to develop your app.
One of the great things is the databases grow, but you're not locked into them growing. You're able to set the maximum size so that if you only want to use 10 gigabytes, you can set the maximum database size at 10 gigs, and the thing won't grow, and you won't get billed.
Oh, so you don't even have to like worry about rollover.
You wouldn't have to worry about like I'm trying to think as a consumer of it. I would get if I only wanted to use 10 gigabytes, and all of a sudden I accidentally moved up to 11 and got billed twice as much because I was getting billed for 20 gigabytes. I might be kind of irritated that my cost went up unknowingly. So I can consciously set a cap at the 10 gigabyte level and keep my database from going above that.
Well, that's great. So no overages like me with text messaging or minutes. Oh, man, that's always such a pain. So I'm glad that we already have that under control.
You should try rollover.
Yeah, I have Verizon. Fail. All right, on the last episode of Boys Without Foys, we had 18 thumbs up.
This is four of them, though, right here.
Yeah, right here. Hopefully we'll get twice as many thumbs, and hopefully at least half of them will be up for this episode. But we also had some great comments. Chris Stepanyuk, one of the longtime friends here on Channel 9, he had said, instead of mocking Farm Bill, I'd rather be a shareholder, cash in cash in on some of that gameplay. Obviously, SIC in there for the actual misprint of that. But... Adam and I have always kind of mocked social networking and like a lot of these games that are played online.
A little bit.
But lo and behold, Microsoft makes a whole bunch of money from selling things like downloadable content for your avatars.
As it turns out, there's some articles that pointed out that there's been some comments from execs or from, I don't know, PR people here about... where Microsoft's actually making more money from downloadable content than we are on subscription revenue from Xbox, which is... kind of a huge deal.
Yeah, especially when we have 25 million live subscribers, and about half of those could be gold, according to this article. So that means that 12.5 million people are paying to be on the Xbox Live service, which could be anywhere from $30 to $50 a year, depending on if you're buying at different rates. So that's like hundreds of millions of dollars that we're getting from this subscription revenue.
Yeah.
And we've made the statement that we're making more from like avatar hats.
Yeah.
And maybe some music.
It's mainly the pants and the tight kind of emo shirts, right?
I definitely spent $3 on some hammer pants.
You too?
Yeah, and then I put my little gamer status for DJ Cod as you can't touch this. Similar to how Windows 7 was my idea.
No. It was the idea of all those guys in the commercials.
Oh, that's right.
The people in the commercials.
Yeah, so we'll chalk this one up to Chris Stepanyuk. This being his idea.
This was your idea. All right, so last week at E3, we had an announcement for, is it Xbox Kinect?
Yeah.
Maybe Natal? Used to be Natal. Yeah, now it's Kinect.
It's Kinect now, and we announced some details about what Kinect would have. So first and foremost, it will be ready this holiday season, as previously announced, and it will be shipping on November 4th.
That's the launch.
That's the launch. So what's the difference?
I don't know. But it says launch. I don't know if that...
Did you see the memo about this?
I would imagine that you could have it in your room on November 4th. That's my
That may be a bold statement. That's Paul's prediction.
Right, yeah. I clearly have no influence on this whatsoever.
Send your comments on November 5th if he is wrong.
But did you watch the launch coverage?
Sadly, I missed it. Yeah, I was on vacation.
Yeah, well, I've watched the on-demand video a couple times now, just so that I could see like all the like sweet dance moves from like Dance Motion.
Sorry, can you do those again?
No, I'm sure Bob can play that repeatedly.
Okay. Yeah. For Bob, the rest of this episode.
Yeah, just that over and over again, and then. Well, maybe we can like superimpose Adam's face on some type of avatar.
Did we just? Yeah.
But anyway, I thought there were a lot of really cool games that were coming out with Kinect. I think they said there were 15 titles that will be available at launch. One of which is Dance Motion. There's another one that was actually there that won't be available at launch, but that will be available in 2011. That's a Star Wars game. So it's like
with lightsabers.
Yeah, you can do like a lightsaber thing, and you can use the Force to like go forward. And
isn't Kinect almost the Force? You're using stuff, and things are happening on the TV.
Yeah, but it's all in virtual.
Oh, it's virtual Force.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because it's not like I can actually just kind of be like, you know, light off or anything like that, or
wouldn't
like,
that be cool if you
or
could.
Like, you know, Nine Guy. Laura would love just being able to use a Nine Guy and actually hit the camera for once.
Yeah, flick of the finger. And yeah. It flies out.
But one thing that we did announce, we did not announce pricing for Kinect. And
yeah.
I've seen a bunch of reports out there saying that some e-tailers are saying that it'd be about $150.
There's some pre-sale stuff going on. Isn't
yeah.
There?
Yeah. And I don't think that Microsoft has really provided that type of guidance yet. So what do you feel about it being $150 for Kinect?
I don't know. It's a good question. I mean, I think it's an accessory, so I think some people may not want to spend another half the cost of an Xbox to get one, but the same thing, I think it's pretty freaking cool. So
yeah.
I kind of think people are
so on the one hand
interested.
Yeah, it's like it's pretty valuable, yeah. and you would probably spend $150 for it.
Yeah,
but on the other hand, I think
it's much better than an HD DVD player add-on for my Xbox.
Sure.
Which was also like $150.
And I think they might actually be going up in cost now because they're vintage items.
Yeah, collector items.
That's right. But I think that I would probably spend $150 for this thing just because I do like this space and I think it's something new. But I
and
feel
you've always wanted to learn how to dance.
I have. I mean, you clearly see that I've
you
mastered
saw the moves.
Yeah. I've mastered the sprinkler and the shopping cart and perhaps some sea walking back in the day when I've had a few too many Jack and Cokes. But everything else that's in Dance Motion, I probably need to practice in the comfort of my own home.
With the blinds closed.
With the blinds closed. I can just imagine someday that someone's going to try and hack the whole network and try and get like video of everyone dancing and just post it on YouTube.
That would be the worst thing ever.
Or the best. I mean, yeah, definitely the worst.
Live streaming of people playing Kinect.
But yeah, back to the $150 thing. I think that that might be a little high for it to get like the broad penetration across the market. Again, like I have very little insight into this, but the analysis that I've seen from the community is that they're feeling that developers need to have a very broad platform to develop for, and $150 might be a bit too high.
Yeah, but I mean, as with everything technology based, the price drops over time,
sure.
Right? Like I don't know what that means on how quick the Kinect price will drop. We don't even know what it is to start, so who knows how quick it's going to drop. But over time, it'll drop, which I think makes that platform more affordable across the board.
Yeah.
So,
and we'd love if the Niners shoot out their comments on how much do you think it would be worth to you, and what you think about the $150 price point that's been rumored around the internet. All right, our last story today is actually about the new...
More Xbox. It's about Farmville connecting with just kidding.
No, that's actually going to happen one of these days.
One of these days.
If I have anything to say about it with my XNA SDK, that'll
Farmville will take over the world.
That's right, but we're going to call it X-Farmville Xbox. Bill?
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
Yeah, you lost me there.
Okay. So there's a new Xbox 360 that is available now in stores today.
Announced last week at E3.
Announced last week at E3. Has some pretty cool benefits. First off, it's smaller, so it is a little bit more compact.
Yeah.
It's shinier.
Ooh.
Ooh, shiny.
Shiny things get everybody's attention.
Of course. Yeah. And it has nothing to do...
They should put it on the end caps of aisles and everybody will have it.
Yeah, not a problem at all. But actually, the not so cool things are is now it has wireless N built in. Who cares about wireless N, the fastest wireless that any console has on the market today? And
was that sarcasm?
It was sarcasm.
I lost you.
Okay.
Bit.
Yeah. So
I'm not keen to sarcasm.
Of course you're not.
Yeah.
Similar to our international audience, which may not appreciate sarcasm unless they are probably in the UK. But it's also been called to be a whisper quiet Xbox. That means that both the cooling...
It's not those drunk whispers that people have where they end up screaming at each other.
Yeah, no.
It's a real whisper.
Perhaps.
Real whisper.
Perhaps it is. But we'll get a new one. Adam will buy one for me, and then we'll
test it out.
We'll test it out. So
we'll put it in his office before he even knows it's there and see if he hears it.
Right. So it's whisper quiet, unlike my laptop.
It sounds like a helicopter.
And it also, that's both
and
from
it's
like
the same price.
A cooling perspective as well as from the spinning disc perspective.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's the same price,
same
$290.
Price.
Yeah. The really cool thing, though, is that when he was on stage talking about this, that he said, and this is going to be available today.
Boom.
And the people in E3 all get one for free.
They all
houses.
Got one.
So that's a pretty
which is pretty
great
amazing.
Day. Yeah, I
kind of want to go back in time and go to E3 right now.
Yeah, I'd love to go back in time to go to E3 and go back to PDC last year,
where we all, not me, got free laptops.
Yeah, free tablets with like touchscreen on it.
Yeah,
but yeah,
and nothing, Windows 7.
No love here.
No, not for me.
All right, that's our final.
That's it. I think we're out of stuff.
We are out of stuff. Boys
Sad.
Without foys. We are out
me
of
too.
Foys, and we are now out of boys.
On to men.
Yeah, at different...
Not counting Paul.
Inappropriate websites. But thanks a lot for watching. Please send us comments about what you'd like to see in future episodes. Give us thumbs up or comments if you're not really into the content
that
we had.
None of this. Lots of this.
And hopefully Adam over here can do a better job of hitting his camera.
What? Out.